Mike Tegubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful, matchless name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and I'm delighted to be able to come into your presence today to share with you the truth of the living God. And we trust that you'll get your Bible or New Testament and study along with us. And if you would like to have an outline on this goal of studying God's Word that we've been discussing and talking about, we'll be glad to send you this outline absolutely free and postage paid. All we need is your name and your mailing address, and then we would be delighted to send you this outline. Our mailing address is Bob Griggs, G-R-I-G-G-S, Post Office Box 825, Ignacio, spelled capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O, comma, capital C-O for Colorado, period, and then 81137-0825. The zip code again, 81137-0825. We look forward to hearing from you, and we trust that you will be blessed as we look into the Word of God together today. We're studying in the book of Romans, and I trust you'll get your Bible or New Testament and follow along with us. We're beginning in Romans chapter 5 and let's begin with verse 1 again. Therefore, being justified by faith. Now remember, verse 25 of chapter 4 of Romans tells us that Christ was delivered for our offenses. He was raised again for our justification. And so he was delivered for our offenses. He was raised again for our justification. That's why the resurrection of Christ is so important. It's by his glorious resurrection that we are justified, declared righteous, and holy before Almighty God, and are given eternal life. For Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And he proved it, beloved, by arising from the dead, being raised from the dead through the power of Almighty God for our justification. Therefore, being justified, remember, therefore, is a term of conclusion. Therefore, putting together all that he said previously, being justified by faith, we have peace, wonderful peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand. Remember, access by faith into God's undeserved favor, for that's what grace is, God's undeserved favor. And it's by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, his death, his burial, and his glorious resurrection, that we now have entrance by faith into this grace wherein we stand. And having done all to stand in grace, God's undeserved favor against the forces of evil, the principalities, the powers of darkness, Satan and all of his evil host, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Rejoice in the Lord. Oh, beloved, rejoice in the Lord. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations. Now, we mentioned at the end of our last broadcast about the tornado. that we went through, and it was May the 11th, 1953. I was living in San Angelo, Texas, in high school when that tornado came through, blowing my mother a block. But praise the Lord, she only had a scratch or two and a few bruises, and the Lord protected her as He took her through the air. And God marvelously protected me and in school, and those students in school. A few had broken legs, but none were injured seriously. And the Lord was our shield and our protector. And the peace of God. Oh, beloved, that wonderful peace. Knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience. Oh, yes, I learned about God's peace that day. As I stood at the corner of the foundation of what had been our house, even the plumbing had been ripped out. And I stood there, and I didn't know if Mom and Dad were alive or dead. But the peace of God flooded my soul, and I knew that everything was all right. And the words of Job came to my mind as I stood there. The Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And then there was a pickup. Our neighbor's pickup was sitting in front of the house. The door opened on the pickup, and Mom said, "Here we are, son." I ran over and got in the pickup. And Dad was on the other side, and we had a praise service because we were okay. And every earthly possession was gone, but that was all right. We were okay, and we had the Lord, and He provided for us and took care of us and blessed us abundantly. Oh, beloved, the peace of God in tribulation. How wonderful it is. I remember where we live here in Colorado now, we have a house that has electric heating in it, and electricity is so expensive. We have a fireplace, and so we have an insert in the fireplace with a blower on it, and so we heat with wood, and we heat this entire house with that fireplace and the blower. It blows the hot air around the house. And so we bring in wood, and I had purchased a pickup and a trailer from some Christian friends of mine in New Mexico for $1,000. They'd given me the pickup and the trailer for $1,000. And so I would go up to a wood yard and load up that 17-foot-long trailer with wood, and I could get it for $5 a scoop. They had a big piece of machinery that had a big scoop on the front of it, and it would just pick up the wood and drop it in the back. And so for $25, I could get a good load of wood and several cords of wood, and I'd bring it in and stack it up out in the yard. Well, we had a group here for Daily Vacation Bible School from Missouri, and a couple of men were with me, and then there was a pickup following us with some others, and we had been up to the wood yard and had loaded up with wood, and were headed back toward home. And on the way, we came down a steep grade, and there was a cliff on one side, the mountain on the other side. And as we were coming down the hill, we started down too fast, and the trailer jackknifed on me, and I don't remember what happened, except I remember the trailer coming around in the rearview mirror, and the next thing I knew, I was hanging upside down in my seatbelt, looking out the front window of the pickup at the side of the mountain, and I was hanging upside down. The seatbelt was holding me down, and I was looking out the window, and as I sat there, the peace of God flooded my soul. And the Lord said to me just as clearly as if He had spoken out loud, "Everything's okay." And you know it was. I mean, the pickup was ruined, and the trailer of wood had broken loose. The pickup following us told us what happened. Our pickup started over the guardrail toward the cliff, and as it started to go over the guardrail, why the tongue of the trailer hit the road, and the tongue of the trailer hit the road, causing the trailer to pull the pickup back, and it broke loose from the pickup, and it went on down the road and landed up against the mountain, and the pickup flipped upside down. That was how we landed upside down. And the man next to me had his window open. He said, "Don't open your door. Come out on my side." And it was a good thing because the gas tank was on my side and gas was leaking out. It could have caused a spark and an explosion. And so the Lord was in it all. And the Lord protected through it all. And the Lord took care of it all. And just a wonderful timing of the Lord. A truck came by that was able to load up the pickup and carry it down to Durango. And another pickup from AAA came by, and I called them, and they came by and picked up the trailer and took it down, and the wood was still in the trailer. The trailer didn't turn over. It still was loaded with the wood, and the next day we were able to borrow a horse trailer and go load the wood into the horse trailer, and so we were able to still get the load of wood. And my pickup, though it was totaled, it had a big Ford engine in it, and we were able to sell the engine for $300. So we came out in great shape, and no one was seriously injured, beloved. Now, there was a metal tool kit in the back between the seats. This was a dually, and it had a front seat and a back seat. And there was a metal tool kit on the floor that turned upside down with us, could have hit any of us in the head, except the Lord God was our shield and our protector. And I honestly believe some of the angels of the Lord were in that pickup, holding down that tool kit, keeping it from hitting us in the head. And none of us were seriously injured. I didn't have a scratch on me. And the Lord was our shield and protector. His wonderful peace, oh, beloved, how wonderful it is. So tribulation teaches us experience. It teaches us of God's faithfulness. And we can rejoice in tribulation, knowing that God allows it for a reason and a purpose. He is sovereign, almighty God, and He can take the trials and troubles of our lives and use them to His glory and to teach us lessons we would never learn through any other means. Till next time, goodbye.